Hello.
I saw your car here, but I think we're good to go, aren't we? Hello, let's check out the traffic, I guess. And maybe not. Let's go ahead and do our weather here first. We are looking at starting out the day with kind of chilly here this morning. And that is going to warm up a little bit by later on in the week. By Saturday, we're looking at that sunny and 75 forecast. However, in the meantime, we'll drop into the 50s. High today of 62. How about those thunderstorms last night?
Man.
Man, I don't know where all y'all were, but I was still up in Heber City, and my gosh, it was just nonstop. Just was quite the light show, quite the however, quite cozy as well,
yeah.
If I may add.
I was all tucked in watching TV. And
Can a guy say cozy?
Absolutely. Yeah. David, you can say cozy.
Oh, man.
If you can say tickled pink, you can say cozy. Well,
so I don't know why I'm worried. I lost my man card a long time ago.
It's been declined years ago.
Yeah, but my gosh, it was. It was so nice to be all just tucked away and away from the storms. And Morgan Wallen right there for you on the Z. Morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday at 6:07. I know it's early on, but we hope you have a nice day, and we hope you have a safe commute. We'll be providing you with some traffic and weather every 15 minutes throughout the morning.
Morgan and Posty finally debuting the song they've been teasing forever.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get it this week, maybe. It's called I Had Some Help.
I need some help. I have some help. I need some help.
I had some help.
Oh, yeah. I had some help from my friends. That's what it kind of seems like it ties into. And we have a little clip. I guess somebody, I don't know if you saw this, it was a little video. Somebody was from the outskirts of an area they had roped off for the video. And they were shooting the video. And you could tell, you could hear the song in the background. I had some help. And him and Morgan and Posty were in the back of a pickup truck. And they were a bed, and they were dancing and doing some stuff, and so they says, "Watch for the video, and it'll be coming soon." But they're working.
Yeah, it's
on
a big week.
A big
we've got new Miranda music, the Morgan Wallen Post Malone, possibly.
Yeah.
So big stuff happening.
Yeah, we must be moving into spring, summer,
and summer.
Right there.
You may have noticed that today is Tuesday. Could have been worse. It could be Monday. But it could be a lot better if it were, say, Wednesday or Thursday, something closer to Friday. But it's not. So the correct way to approach Tuesday is to not think about it. Do your regular stuff, sneak in a little video gaming, steal some office supplies, yeah, the usual. And while you're busy not thinking about it, Tuesday will magically disappear, and I'm sure there's a liquor store somewhere on your way home.
This message was brought to you by the It's Tuesday, But We're Trying Not to Think About It That Much Foundation.
A couple of things going on today. National Tie-Dye Day today. Remember back in the day when you used to put rubber bands around your t-shirts or your Levi's, you would dip them in a little
bit
of bleach.
Is that how you still do it,
maybe? Some color.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know if there's new technology or what, but that's what you used to do. You'd ball up those little things with a rubber band and dip it in whatever color you wanted, and then you let it sit and wash it, and then take the rubber band off, and it made all of the funky designs, and it was a lot better if you were on medication of some sort. So wear your best tie-dye shirt today.
National Raisin Day.
Yum.
I love me some raisins. I like raisins, but I don't like them in bread or anything. I don't like them when they're soggy.
I'm not a particular fan. This is weird. I will eat raisins in a trail mix of some sort.
Yes.
But to just take a box of those sun-made raisins and just down them, I used to be able to. They're not my favorite that way. Chocolate-covered raisins are good. And then, of course, I'm opposite of Deb. I'll take a raisin in anything. Bread pudding, rice pudding.
I do like them in an oatmeal cookie.
Yeah, that's good too. Raisin, oatmeal raisin. It is also National Honesty Day. So it's a good day to come clean. It's one of those things where, I mean, I'm not sure if anybody's going to say, well, they said it was National Honesty Day today. I better just come out with everything that I've been kind of holding in for my whole life. I mean, maybe you will. I don't know. Maybe it'll give you a reason to do that. But Yeah, all I know is that it reminds me of Jim Carrey in that movie. I cannot liar. I cannot tell a lie. And National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Aw, which is appropriate because it is Bisky's birthday today.
There you go.
My dog Bisky is 8 today.
Yeah.
Can you believe she's 8?
No, that's crazy.
Great to be 8.
It is. Going to baptize her this weekend? Get her a little shower?
Still up for debate.
It's a day of the child.
Okay.
Also, Hairstyle Appreciation Day. Wow. All right.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day. It is National Bugs Bunny Day. So if you're a fan of Bugs Bunny, you can celebrate however. It is National Military Brats Day. So all y'all who've moved around with military families, we salute you.
Yeah, some people have had to just do that. They go from place to place and their mom or dad being stationed in certain different areas. And International Jazz Day. And then bubble tea. It's National Bubble Tea. And I saw this on Channel 2. They were showing it this morning when I was getting all this crap ready. And it's basically, they put those little clear tapioca things, you know, those
the
little
bobas?
Whatever. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And you put it inside of tea. And so it was weird how they were showing how it was made. But National Bubble Tea Day today. Well, that should about cover it, other than the fact that we'd like to give you some cash. How about that? $1,000. We're rolling it out again today. Listen, it's about 47 minutes away from now. We will announce the instant cash song of the day. And in those same hours, in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, listen for that song to play. When you hear it, be caller Z. You win $250. Win as many times as you can. And so that's why we're just saying, look, go for it, man. We're pulling out all the stops, and we're giving out $1,000 a day.
Also, we've got King or Kenny, Pick Your Ticks, coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. You want to go see George Strait? Do you want to go see Kenny Chesney? Well, if you're caller Z, when you hear the cue to call, you can pick your ticks. You can see George Strait June 29th at Rice Eccles, or Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field.
Just noticed I got fingernail polish on my finger.
Why do you have that?
I painted Linda's fingernails last night. We were sitting there when the storm was going on, and she says, "Man, this is true love. There you are painting my fingernails."
Aww.
And it looks like I ended up with some of it on mine as well.
What color is it?
Some kind of a mauve rose color.
Oh, that's beautiful, David.
I don't know what it is, but anyway. Song called Your Place. That is Ashley Cook on Z104. Morning. Hey, as we sneak our way through the week, we are still very happy that you have decided to take us along. Tuesday is the best day to be productive, according to astrology. Now, here's why. Now, the 4-day work week, if it ever arrives, which we have talked about numerous times, I just don't see it happening in certain businesses
like
for a
radio.
While. Yeah.
Dave and Deb.
Yeah.
Monday
Wednesdays.
Through Thursday.
Well, I mean, why work 4 days? Let's just cut it down. Let's just do, but they said we should get Mondays off if you believe in astrology. Now, it might be a good idea, and here's why. And we've talked about how nice it would be when we have a 3-day weekend, a 3-day weekend. And then you come back on Tuesday, and then a lot of us think, man, that's a good feeling on Sunday night not to think about having to go back to work on Monday. But
wouldn't
then
you have the same feeling on Monday?
Then you immediately think, wouldn't you have the same feeling as Tuesday rolled around?
Well, an astrology writer just did a big article on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive.
Now, she says, due to lunar influence, Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone of the days to come.
See, I thought that was what Sunday was. But I'm all about moving
and
it Monday.
I thought Saturday was a special day. It's the
day
we get ready
for Sunday.
So who knows? Now, she also claims that our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day. I'm all for it.
Let's tell Sarah that we would like Mondays off because we want to stay home, clean, cook, and stay naked.
And stay naked.
And prep for the rest of the week.
All day.
And all day.
And look, if she, and I guess what we could say is, look, the only alternative is that we come to work naked on Monday. And then she may give us a day off at that point. She's like, no, don't do that.
Please do not come to the building.
Yeah.
Tuesday is ruled by Mars, which supposedly means a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, and healthy competition. So this astrology writer's advice is try to be as productive as you can today, Tuesday. Don't let anything stop you.
And then this is what she goes on to say, quote, if you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or need to fire a slew of people, make Tuesday your day to do it. I'm like, all right, well, if the boss has ever thought about firing me, I guess today's the day.
Tuesday's the day.
Here we are. Happy Tuesday. It might be my last day. Who knows?
I like Tuesday because I don't usually have a meeting. It's pretty chill. Wednesdays are always pretty busy.
Yeah, and
but Tuesdays are pretty chill.
Yeah, it is kind of a nice day. Because I guess it was just like that little thing I just played. You know, Tuesdays, you know, but it's not quite Wednesday or Thursday. But Mondays, at least Monday's over with. Now there's a new robot assistant. Speaking of cooking and cleaning and possibly getting naked. You can cook and clean, and it can also open tight jars.
That's handy.
You know, come here.
Judy, we got to get us that new robot that can open tight jars.
I can't open it. I don't have a man around the house.
Well, a Chinese company called Astrobot posted a video of their new AI robot that can help around the house.
Now, it shows it picking up around the house, vacuuming, ironing clothes, watering plants, pouring wine, and cooking a full meal. Now, it can also get the lid off of a tight jar if you can't open it either.
No word on the cost, but they're hoping to have it on the market later this year. The Astrobot S1.
That's a good wife right there.
Yeah, nobody's going to need to get married.
Well, however, it's still lacking one thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still lacking that thing.
That one thing.
You know, that Keith Urban and I have in common. We were actually supposed to hit, I think, what, 39 is what we predicted, and then... it's a little bit warmer this morning here in the valley. Actually, though, our little indoor-outdoor thing here is saying 38. Yeah. How far off is that from what we have?
It's 39, so it's almost right on the money. David and I have been out in the yard here at the radio station trying to replace the remote temperature sensor.
Yeah.
So it was accurate. And where did you finally end up
putting
it?
I'm not telling.
Oh, you're not
telling. Because then a listener's going to come down.
Come and take it.
That's why it was very strategically placed.
Very strategically placed and apparently very accurately placed.
Not bad where it's sitting right now. For
reading the temperature.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it is 39 and clear downtown.
Cool. All right, we've hit the best part of the morning, 6:35 a.m. Monday through Friday, we roll out the Pledge of Allegiance, a chance for us to go ahead, stop, reflect, and just be grateful for everything that we have. We appreciate all y'all for helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning, which is so nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule and whatever your morning routine is. We can go ahead and have you call in now as well. Now, there's a couple of ways for y'all to do this. You can call this number.
385-292-1043.
All right. Or you can also just go to our website, our app. And that is right there. They have a little tab in there. Vote, you know, is fun for Throwback Thursday. And then the other one is Open Mic. And so anytime you want to make some kind of a comment towards the show, you feel like you can't get through on the phone system, stuff like that. It's basically our shared recording studio, and it drops right there, and we can take a look at it and play your comment back. And that's the same way that we do the pledge as well. And we appreciate you guys. Just make sure you leave your name. We want to give you some cred when you... do the pledge for us. We'd love to have you leave your name as well, whether it's you individually or some kind of a group. Morning, Z104. Who we got?
You got Mark.
Mark,
how are you?
Oh, I'm great today.
Good. Yes, what's the most important thing? Now, today's supposed to be the most productive day of the week.
Tuesday.
What are you doing today?
We start training our, whatever it is, managers.
Training your managers.
Whatever,
okay.
They are.
You know, those guys.
Yeah. We're training our managers for the next 3 days, so maybe tomorrow and Thursday won't be quite as productive.
All right. Well, hey, you want to do a shout out for the business?
Sure. This is for USDA, the Farm Service Agency, and the managers and the leaders in the state of Utah, and all the people that help to feed us every day. The producers are the most important ones of the bunch.
I like those people.
Yep.
I like to be well fed.
You know, our morning show is USDA approved. Or certified.
Well, it is now, for sure. The producers make it so that we can all do whatever we want to do and don't have to worry about growing our own food.
Oh, I love that.
I kind of liken
How's
myself.
That for commercial?
Yeah.
It's great.
Now, I like it. How do you guys rate yourself when it comes to being a hamburger? I would probably say I'm a regular 70-30. I'm definitely far from being 90-10 lean.
You got to have some fat in it for flavor.
Oh, that's why I keep it around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Do you guys make a 50-50?
It would be pretty tasty and pretty messy, probably.
Yep. It would be. That's the whole thing, man. Whenever you buy into one of those really nice marbly steaks, they're so good and so flavorful. But yet you know that it's like half of it is marbled with the old fat. And
It's fine.
Anyway. Well, look, Mark, we appreciate you calling in, helping us out with the pledge, and thanks for letting us bend your ear just a little bit before we get rolling with it. It's all yours, brother.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. Proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. Thankful for the things we've done, and we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Every single time I get the chills when I hear it.
Such a good song.
Trace Adkins in Arlington. For all you guys out there, just when you think you have a low voice, then there's Trace. There's Trace. He comes along and it's like, hey, everybody. It's like when you when he talks, you just feel it like, whoa, that just rattled my bones.
Yep.
Thanks to Mark. Appreciate you calling in, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Did an excellent job. And we always appreciate all y'all when you're involved with it, and thank you so much. Speaking of traffic, we're going to find out. The study found that this particular thing about traffic might kill you. We've got that on the way. And exactly how long should you spend sitting, standing, or sleeping each day? I can tell you how much I would like to, and then how much actually happens. Plus, how many of us have ever been trapped in a boring conversation?
Oh,
and
boy.
And you're trying to find a way to sneak out. Just a few things on the way here. Plus, we're going to be announcing our Instant Cash Song of the Day coming up here in about 15 minutes. Mostly sunny, 62 today. We'll be looking at 42 tomorrow morning. And then not much of a difference between our overnight low tomorrow morning and the high on Wednesday, which will be 55 degrees is all. And then we'll warm a little bit up to Thursday to about 60 degrees.
It is 39 and clear downtown.
Nate Smith there on Z104, Utah's number one country station. Thank you so much for hanging with us here for a few minutes. Hey, so sometimes you feel like setting yourself on fire when you're in a when you're in a boring conversation.
And, it feels like it goes on and on and on.
Oh my gosh. And you try to, you know, you try to act interested. You don't want to be a jerk. You don't want to be that person that is like, you know. So think about when was the last time you were in a conversation that was just so boring that you literally just stopped listening.
You know? A new poll asked people how often they get bored during conversations. Almost half of us, 46%, say it happens sometimes. Another 31% of people say it rarely happens. 5% say I'm never bored in a conversation.
Wow, good for you. Now, on the flip side, 10% say they usually get bored when talking to others. And then another 4% say it just always happens.
Always.
Yeah.
Old folks, it doesn't give an age, old folks are far more likely to claim they rarely get bored. This may be a subtle way of getting grandma getting you to call her.
Now, when do we get stuck in full conversations where you're not too great at wiggling out of it, you know?
13% of us say they think they're better than most people at slipping away from a boring convo. 16% say they're worse than most people at getting out. And 45% say that they are just as stuck as the rest of us.
Yeah. Man, you're more likely to say that they're better at getting out of it than women.
That's because you guys don't talk about anything. And then you don't care. You're like, well, it's good to see you, Bob.
Yeah.
If Bob could be right in the middle of telling you something, he'd be like, well, it's good to see you.
Yep.
And you're out.
Well, I got to run.
Yep.
You know, and I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but there are so many times. Have you ever had somebody actually stop you? They start the conversation. They talk a whole bunch, and then they say, well, I've got a thing I got to get to. And I'm, well, you're the one that started it.
Yeah.
You know, or you're the one that called me up. You know, they'll, however it works out, you know, you've got that person that they'll be like, oh, well, gosh, I got to get going in this.
Or
you
they
know.
Call you and then they don't, they're not, there's big, huge pauses of pregnant silences.
Yeah.
And you're like,
are you still there?
You called me. Would you do?
Right.
Did you want something?
Right. That's where it's kind of nice that cell phones have dropped out every once in a while when you get a bad area.
Oh, so you can just click?
So that, well,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. That was weird.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
weird.
I'm on my cell phone.
Dropped the call.
But then that's also another point where if you do have those long pauses of silence, then you can go, are you still there? And then they're like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. I thought maybe the call got dropped.
For what it's worth, when people are asked how often they think the other person in the conversation is bored, the numbers were basically the same as the times they are bored.
So there's a decent chance the other person knows you're bored with what they're saying, and our lives and perspectives really dull, or is social media just a spoiler that kills in-person talk anymore? You know, maybe it's one of those things where we're just like, I saw everything that you posted on Facebook last week. I really kind of know where your life is. And then you sort of think, why, there's not much more to talk about. You post step-by-step everything that you do in life anyway on social media. And so maybe there's not much to talk about.
I'm not going to say the name. Bored every day at work with one particular coworker. Nothing but blah, 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 blah.
Was that yours to me?
No. Somebody else. I'm not going to say the name. Sounds like conversations I have with my wife. Somebody else. Don't say how long. Don't say my name, but how long have I been divorced?
So here's the other thing, too, is you know that somebody's checked out. And sometimes when you check out of the conversation, there's some people that don't get it. They're like, well, he's doing this, and now he's doing this, and now I'm having to follow him from room to room, and you're still chewing on the air, and then they're still going about their daily activities, and some people don't even catch on. They're like, well, I'll just follow you to St. George then, and we'll just keep talking. And then maybe it's like, well, I got stuff I got to get done. And I'm sure that maybe that's what you're thinking about this morning show, too. You're like, oh, my gosh. Oh,
blah,
my
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, let's find out what happens when we hear the sound of traffic. Now, if you're only listening to us, you know, to drown out the sound of traffic, well, then you're welcome. We hope that we can provide some kind of service in the morning. Actually might be saving your life, actually.
Yeah, a new study found too much traffic noise can literally kill you. Probably not today. It's a gradual process. You know, whenever you watch House Hunters or House Hunters International, if they're on a busy street, they're like, it can be the most awesome home or apartment or condo mm-hmm. or townhome. They're like, oh, that traffic out in the front. And I'm always like, oh, brother. But according to the survey, the sound of traffic can kill you.
Yeah. Now, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania worked with some experts in Europe to see how the sound of traffic actually affects our health. And it's not so good.
They say, case closed, the sound of horns and engines causes significant stress, and that leads to heart disease, strokes, and other issues long term.
Now, commuting isn't the only time that we're exposed to it. The bigger impact might come from sleeping in an area where there's heavy traffic, which you were just alluding to in House Hunters. Especially if it wakes you up
and
during the night.
Realtor's explanation is, oh, these are double glazed windows.
Yeah.
And so they get the person in the apartment and they're like, I can still hear it.
Yeah.
No. But apparently justified. The added stress of traffic noise leads to more free radicals in your body. That means, this is very scientific.
Yeah.
That means unstable atoms that could damage cells, these free radicals, causing illness and aging. A lack of sleep can also cause inflammation, which causes high blood pressure.
Jeez, this whole thing is like a, it is.
Health nightmare.
Thank goodness we have noise-canceling earbuds.
Yes.
That are now comfortable enough to sleep with. And I they've saved my life more than once. Now, they say that cities should look at more ways to reduce noise pollution. Related study found that every 10 decibels of excessive noise, that you're exposed to, your risk of cardiovascular disease increases by about 3%.
Wow.
So, therefore...
Traffic, you're killing us.
Everybody move to the remote plains of Wyoming.
Jason Roper says, we're in trouble. We live right along 215 and hear it all the time, but we're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you could buy... let me just throw out a scenario. If you could buy a... Let me just be exaggerated. I'm making this up as I go. If you could buy a $2 million home.
Okay.
For $500,000, but it's next to a noisy road.
I would.
Would you really?
You're separated by $2 million worth of house.
Yeah, I'd put in those double glazed, triple glazed windows. Would you not?
I don't know, man. I don't. Is the house worth it? I would almost rather live in a 1,500 square foot home, but on 5 acres, away from people, than I would to be in a $2 million home, but next to a busy road. That's just me, though. Lee, what about you?
I think I'd rather avoid the road. Plus, it lowers your value.
Yeah, that's why you're paying $500,000 for a $2 million home.
For a $2 million home.
Yeah, if you're too close to a road,
Yeah, so you're kind of on board with, you'd rather just have a smaller home on away from other people, right?
Yep.
It's time now to announce our Instant Cash Song of the Day, because we want you to start earning some money, free money from the Z, so you can buy a $2 million home.
My thing is, what do New Yorkers do?
Yeah, that's
probably
busy
have lots
everywhere.
Of soundproofing if you're in a busy area.
I know, but dude,
or noise canceling something
or other. There's only so much soundproofing you can do.
It's true. It's true. And actually what I noticed too, at least my one trip to New York, listen to me and Mr. All Expert, but I went ahead and I noticed that one of our hotel stays, they got us way up on one of the upper floors. And actually, if you can get above the noise, it makes a huge difference, even just by 10 different floors, you know, and you don't hear it as much
it's
as when you're a little
million
bit lower
bucks
close.
Extra floor.
Yeah, I know.
Now, somebody said, what about the noise of the jets? I live a mile east of the base in the flight line. Easy for me to say that's the sound of freedom. But it is.
But maybe it's just a part of what this is all talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe it does cause maybe does it cause stress? I'm so weird when it goes to driving up into that towards the Hill Air Force Base. I'll drive up in there, and then if I hear the airplane fly over, I'll stop and I'll watch it and look and everything. I'm sure the locals up there are probably going, you weirdo. We see this every day. But for me, the sound and watching how fast those jets go,
it is pretty cool to watch.
It's really amazing to me.
There's some people. I had a friend from New York who thought it was too quiet here.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
That they couldn't sleep without some noise.
Wow.
Because they just had gotten so used to beep beep and sirens. Yeah. And
I was born and raised in Salt Lake in the Cottonwood area, and when we moved to we were in the Sandy area and we moved to Manti, and I remember the only way I could describe how quiet it was is I says you can hear yourself walk. That was the first thing I noticed, is when you would it's that quiet where I'm like, I don't know how else to explain it other than
but
I can actually
hear yourself breathe.
Hear myself walk.
I lived out in West Farmington and then moved to downtown Farmington, Old Farmington, and it's right by the fire station. So for the first little while I was there, I'm like, this is like living in New York City.
Yeah.
Because all the sirens were going off all the time. I'm like, oh, but now I don't even notice it.
Wow. Interesting stuff. All right. We have some people that are hanging tight here.
Yeah, they are.
dude.
I don't blame them.
I don't either. They want to win some cash, and they're like, shut up and give us the instant cash song of the day.
Boring.
The instant cash song of the day is
Tennessee Orange by Megan Maroney. Listen for that this hour. Also in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, it's worth $250 cash each time. Just had somebody ask if I won Country Fan Fest tickets a month or so ago. Can I still win the cash? Yes.
Yeah.
It does not matter what you've won or when you won. This is one exception. You can win the instant cash song of the day, and you can win it as many times as you can get through and win.
Orange, you glad you tuned into the Z?
Oh, dang. That's a good one.
That way you can remember it. Orange, you glad that you can win some green? Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange. Heart Like a Truck, Lainey Wilson, together with Tyler Childers, will open for the Rolling Stones.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool. That's pretty big deal, man, right there. Now, I don't know if anybody have Lainey Wilson opening for the Rolling Stones. I would have never thought of that, that little combination.
Rolling Stones Hackney Diamonds Tour kicked off in Houston on Sunday. If you haven't seen the list of openers yet, pretty wide-ranging, everything from blues to gospel artists.
I like the crossover myself.
I do, too.
You know, there are some people, I'm not going to. I'll stay for Lainey Wilson, but then I'm going to head out for. Gary Clark Jr. opened for him on Sunday. Tyler Childers will be their show in Orlando on June 3rd. Lainey Wilson set to open their second show in Chicago on June 30th.
Other openers include Lawrence, The Pretty Reckless, The War and Treaty, and Mexican artist Karen Leon.
Pretty cool. Good for her.
What day is it today?
Today is National Honesty Day.
Honesty is important.
Honesty is best.
Honesty is the best policy.
Nope. All honesty is brutal.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The truth? You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Thanks for your honesty.
National Honesty Day.
Happy National Honesty Day.
It's showtime.
Okay, be honest, and I'll start.
Okay.
I want you to tell me one thing right now that you're experiencing that you would like to just say it out loud. I'm actually experiencing a little bit of gas. And I've really, and I keep thinking, wait till the break, Dave, you can go into the restroom and you can go into, and I haven't tooted in the studio.
This I just a brand had new... a little bit of nausea when we were talking last time.
Yeah.
So I've got my pistachios here.
Okay.
Probably too much sugar yesterday. For dinner, I had a sundae at Leatherby's.
Well, sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, mine is kind of trying to hold in a little bit of gas right now. So so you get that churning in your stomach.
Good to know, Dave. Good to know. That is very honest of you.
When you don't release it, it kind of bubbles back up into your stomach, and you're like, oh, this is lovely, you know? I'm just grateful that right now I still have a strong sphincter.
And I'm especially grateful because I'm the only one in here.
I don't want to taint the smell of this new studio. I don't want to be the first one to toot in here.
Oh, you really think you're the first one?
No, I don't.
Listen, we've been in here since February.
Have you?
Okay?
Have you tooted in here yet?
I might.
It's honest. Be honest.
Yes.
Okay. Deborah, you're clear. I'm so glad.
I lost my headphones.
We don't have a ceiling fan in here like we did the other one.
Yeah, but you didn't even know.
No, I didn't, actually. However, there was a time, I don't know, it might have been last week. No, seriously, last week I started smelling something kind of funky, and I thought, is that? And I'm like, what is that?
I don't remember when it was.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was last week.
I can see you doing that,
though. It could have been.
We're going to find out coming up here, what percentage of your day, and again, now if you want to be honest with us and if you want to do it anonymously, that's fine. You can just either call or text and just say, hey, I don't want my name, but I just to be honest with you, this is what's going on right now or something. We're going to find out what percentage of your day, if you were to separate it into percentages, say your day is 100%.
Okay.
And you were to separate it out into what percentage do you sit, what percentage do you stand, and what percentage do you sleep?
She's standing is like zero. Sitting, I mean.
But you stand a little bit. I mean, you know you stand a little bit. I mean, because you walk and other things, you know. But
not very much.
So we'll.
It's pretty much all sitting.
98%. No. We'll find out coming up here in just a little bit. Be thinking. about that. All right, Lee. Now quit telling us little lies throughout the morning. Be honest. How's traffic? Morgan Wall and Cowgirls featuring Ernest there.
Let's be honest. So Dave, yelling down the hall.
Yeah.
10 seconds. How many? 10, 9.
And I may have said, holy crap, or whatever. No, I'm glad, glad we made it back here. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, I went outside, didn't really feel anything in releasing, no snoot and toot. So then I thought, well, I'll go to the bathroom. I got to, honestly, I think it's something else. I think.
Happening, Dave?
Well, you know, it's more than just a little toot issue, so. Well, it's going to take a little bit longer.
You have to wait until after the show to take care of that, I guess.
Of all of the times we would have, I need more commercials.
Right? We don't have any.
In a commercial break.
No, we don't have any.
There's not as many right now. So if you do want to advertise on our station, now would be a good time to do it. You can get a hold of me at dave@ksopcountry.com. And you know, I get great satisfaction out of that because I know it pisses off all of the other salespeople when I promote.
We don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
To throw out our information.
dave@ksopcountry.com. And don't you worry your pretty little head. I'll take care of you. I'll get you the best deal on the radio station. So how long do you sit, stand, and sleep each day? They actually did a survey and a study that looked exactly the amount of time the average person should stand and sleep. There you go. And don't forget about this, exercise.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part.
In a typical day.
The good news, you should feel free to spend a significant amount of your time kicking back.
Wow.
The bad news, most of us are well over the ideal number already. Here's the healthiest combo according to the results of this study.
Now, we've all heard for many, many years, sleep for 8 hours. And so this is no different. It's 8 hours and 20 minutes. You need to sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes. I get about half that, which I'm sure is attributing to my great health. but as little as 7.5 hours is okay.
I'll have to settle for seven and a half hours. You can sit for 6 hours. Even 7 might be fine. But if this is me, but if you watch a lot of Netflix and have a desk job, so we sit here for 4 hours, then I go home and sit for 3 or 4 more hours. Ride my bike, but then I come home and I sit and watch TV. So I'm probably way over the sit for 6 hours.
Now.
Because I've already done 4 by 10 a.m.
Right. Here's the standing part, okay? They say stand for 5 hours and 10 minutes. Now, that's just standing and walking around, which if you think about, you know, what we do normally around a normal day, we either stand or walk. It doesn't include time spent exercising. So don't think that that's.
We have this new studio, and you're really good about. Because you can stand now,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Do everything. Not me. I'm still sitting over here.
Well, and I'm the one that still has to toot. So I'm, I don't know. Maybe I should be sitting.
We're recently in the hospital.
I know. Maybe it's one of those things. Maybe I ought to consider. Maybe it's better for my digestive system and my heart.
Dave, just sit down.
To sit.
Quit trying to be so damn healthy. Just sit down.
4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some level of physical activity.
4 hours and 20 minutes
yes.
a day? Is that a week, a month?
No.
Is that
this
a day?
This says each day. This is how they break it down. 4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some level of physical activity. Now, here's what it breaks down to be. Half of that time should be light activity, like walking or just doing housework.
Okay. I might throw in a load of laundry. I might, I don't know what else I might do.
Now, the women, they can, this little housework thing. The other half should be moderate to intense activity. So, in other words, about 2 hours, 10 minutes is actual exercise.
Oh, man. I just feel like I'm sitting and sleeping are my two big ones.
And if that's overwhelming, man, 2 hours and 10 minutes of pretty medium to intense exercise.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, if you think about it. I'm not saying, and there's some people that are like, ah, quit being a baby. I do that every day. And maybe you do, but there are also people that, man, if you can only squeeze in a 30-minute exercise routine, then do it. Do whatever you can. Maybe you're doing, I know a guy that does 120 sit-ups every day. And then I think he said about 80 push-ups. And I'm like, holy crap. Now, not all at once.
Wow.
But he still, that would be like me. I told him, I says, I do the same thing. I only do 2 sit-ups at a time. And I do that 60 times a day. Then, still, does that count?
Yeah, that's way better than what I do. I would say 75% standing. I'm a hairstylist and a mom.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany, you are on the run. I think I'm eating at least 75% of the day. Yeah, Michelle, but are you standing? Are you doing light activity?
Wait, it's did they include eating in there?
No.
No, they didn't.
No, but Michelle and I are including it in the study.
Absolutely, it should be. I guess that you can only eat during the time that's left over. If you're supposed to be, let's quickly add this up. I know this is stupid. Let's say roughly 4 hours of moderate to intense exercise, 5 hours standing, so that's 9 hours right there.
Which Brandon says includes moving furniture.
In what, sitting
or standing? A moderate exercise.
Oh, heck yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they got to add another 2 hours for me in there.
Maybe 2 minutes.
But wait, 4 hours, 5 hours, that's 9 hours. 6 hours sitting, so that is 15 hours. Help me out with my math here. 8 hours sleeping, that is 23 hours. That has 1 hour left in a 24-hour day that you can eat. Total. Ugh. That's it. That's what, according to what this says. Hey, is it? Is it? Could it be?
Tennessee orange means Utah green.
Green. Not across the whole country. We're talking about right here in our very own little state of Utah. It's a live and local radio station. We're giving away money every single day, and you have a chance to win. Morning, the Z. Your caller is Z Cha-Ching. Who is this?
No, wait. This is Ashley.
Ashley, you got it. You got through, and you got yourself $250. You heard the instant cash song of the day, Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Now you can keep winning and winning and winning, okay?
Okay.
What does Megan do with $250 that just barely came into your hands? Not Megan, I said Megan Maroney. What's your name?
Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Ashley. What are you going to do with the cash, Ashley?
That is a good question. We'll probably do something fun with my girls.
Well, heck yeah. Good.
Right on. You want to do a little shout out to anybody?
I'll do a shout out to my mom. She's listening. We've been playing together.
Ah, very cool. And her name?
Linda.
Cool. Thanks so much. Who gives away the most cash on the planet?
Z104.
Let's hear both of you say woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hey, could you guys scream again? We want to make the highlight reel. And we every year, we never make the highlight reel whenever we do this. And I'm like, by darn, I'm going to put right here, and then I'm going to put insert record. Now scream again and say, my gosh, we love David Devin, we love Cash, and we love this radio station. Go. What?
Well, it's not going to happen, Dave.
No, that one
sucked. It's not going to happen.
Do it again. Do it again.
Okay, girls. Guys, scream. And we love Cash. Ready? We love Dave Devin.
Yeah, that might do it.
Yeah.
That's a little clip.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
If you ever hear that in the little highlight reel, you'll know that we really had to pull it out of you.
That was heavily rehearsed.
We love all of those natural reactions.
Yes, very candid.
Very organic. Chance for you to do your little morning shout-outs, and as we move through the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be hitting our Dump It or Dig It. Chance for you to vote and win on that as well. And we're also giving you a chance to win George Strait or Kenny Chesney tickets. Man, that's a tough decision.
That is. Both going to be amazing shows.
Man, that's like saying, do you want the ribeye or the filet mignon? You know, both are very good in their own way.
Just get the 32-ounce porterhouse.
Yeah, that
one. Then you kind of get a little bit of everything.
Well, okay, so they could win both pairs? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are you going to provide the other one?
What you do. You pick one or the other. You win the cash, and then you buy the other ticket.
There you go. Just like that.
Yes.
That's all on the way. Man, we've heard a lot about this Stagecoach festival and Jelly Roll a part of that. And this is the moment that I think he was able to hype up Nickelback.
One time for the living legend, Nickelback! And my friends invited me to come sing one of the most iconic songs in rock and roll history.
Oh, the audio is kind of horrible on that, but it's all distorted, it's distorted and everything. But man, a lot of crossover artists, a lot of people, you know, talking about this festival. It's all over the place, really, as far as music genres go.
Jelly Roll asked what he planned on doing after he was done singing. He said, "I'm such a nerd. I'm staying all weekend. Most people fly in and out, and I'm like, you're crazy. I'm going to get drunk and be a fan." In addition to appearing with Nickelback, Jelly Roll also got to sing with Willie Nelson and cook burgers with Guy Fieri. He's got a pretty cool life, and he's really a nice, nice guy.
I don't know how you can lose any weight, though, if you're friends with Guy Fieri.
I know, right?
It's like, oh, geez. But Jelly Roll's doing it. Hasn't he dropped about 70 pounds?
70 pounds
something like
so
that,
far,
so
yeah.
Far, folks. So good for him, man. Now, email that just came in.
Oh, boy.
And that the title at the top says, Take the Money and Run.
Okay.
Dear Dave and Deb, there was this particular issue that they said this is an issue that was a third party issue type thing. What they did is they said the poster said there was a forum going on social media. They said there was a poster says that her parents are furious with her because they gave her $50,000 for her wedding, but she and her husband now eloped instead. 50 grand? They use that. I mean, first of all, I'm like, whoo. And now listen here. This is just the beginning. They use the money to put on a down payment on a house. The poster says that her parents had given each of her brothers $50,000 to put down on a house, but didn't do the same for her when she was unmarried and living at home because her eventual husband should provide. Now, this is what she said. She goes, I took the check and we eloped. And then we used the check for a down payment on a house. My husband had a similar amount saved up. So we were in a good spot with equity. She ended up writing, my parents are furious that I didn't get a big wedding for all of their friends and family to attend. They said that they gave me the money for a wedding. My argument is that I got married and had leftover money accurate in my books. She also says her brothers were on her side.
Okay,
in this
so her brother.
Situation.
What did her brothers do with the money? They had a big fancy wedding.
They were offered $50,000 as a down payment. I guess they must have still had a.
The brothers were offered $50,000 as a down payment because the bride usually has to pay for the wedding.
Right,
so whoever that was probably. I think fair is fair. I think take the money and run.
So the boys then, since they didn't have all, like you said, didn't have to pay for a lot of the money on the wedding side of it. The parents said, hey, look, here's 50 grand. You'd use it as a down payment on a house.
Yeah, I think the parents set a precedent with that. And, she's doing the same thing the boys did.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the parents are furious. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a ridiculous amount to give a kid.
It's crazy amount.
but if that's what you're going to do, then I think fair is fair. That's what I think. But
here's a comment coming in that kind of the same thing. Gifts don't come with strings attached. Methods of control come with strings attached. Good for you on cutting the strings. They give you $50K for your wedding. You use the money. You use the money for the wedding. I don't know. Do you use it on? And she ended up using it on the down payment.
I mean, I think that's a responsible way to use the money.
They didn't specify how to spend the money. They just said, here's $50,000.
What do you think? I think it's fine.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't know. Now, here's the thing, though. I guess.
Oh, Dave's going to add some caveats.
I'm trying to put myself in this, in the, whether it's 50 grand or 5 grand. You know, I'm trying to put myself in the position of, the people not inviting any friends or family. They just eloped. They just totally bailed on the family. Didn't give them a chance to really just kind of get together with family and friends to say congratulations and do the thing. Now, and again, I don't know. I don't know the relationship between the child, the girl and their parents or something like that. It seems to me like I don't know if that would really hurt to even just put together a smaller reception or gathering. Take $5K. Of the money and still make a little reception gathering so family and friends can do their thing, you know, instead of just sitting every.
I mean, it's the bride's wedding. Yeah. And if she doesn't care about friends and family and they just want to elope, which some people do, and the $50K was for it was a wedding gift.
Yeah.
I just think if the boys did that, it's fair for her to do that. I still think it's a gigantic, ridiculous amount, but maybe the family's super wealthy.
They must be.
$50,000 to them is like $100 to me.
Right. Because obviously, if they did it for how many other brothers did it say in this email? I'm trying to look here. So I don't know if it's specified, but it says my brothers. She didn't do the same thing. So who knows, man? Even if there were two or three other brothers, you're talking about $200,000 that you've dumped into each one of your kids total. By the time all is said and done, it's a crazy amount of money. But people don't blink at it. And for those people who have $50,000 to spend on a wedding, I'm available to DJ.
Somebody said it sounds like her parents are old-fashioned. If they think the husband should provide the home, that's why they gave the brothers money. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
She's the only girl, so she has to have a big wedding since the girl pays for the wedding.
Right.
I get that, but I still think... fair is fair, and if the brothers got money to use as they wished,
yeah,
then she should be able to as well.
Now, if the girl were kind of throwing a fit, saying, "Well, I want both. I want a big wedding, and I want the same amount of money down payment on a house that I can do just like the boys did," but there are certain costs that even the groom's side of the family incur. In a wedding reception.
Yeah, but not nearly as much as the bride.
Not nearly as much, but...
Charlotte Lyman says, patriarchy at its finest. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
If the parents wanted to pay for the wedding, they should have paid for things that were for the wedding. Giving money to someone and saying this is for X does not work. Once you give the money, it's the receiver's money.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right. This one comes in from Linda G. I happen to know a Linda G.
Linda Gunderson?
If you know who I mean. It goes out to a friend of hers, a longtime friend of hers, Siri Summers. Happy birthday to you, Siri, from your friend Linda from forever ago. Hope you have a happy day.
Aw. Shout out to my girl Biscuit. She's 8.
Yep.
It's great to be 8.
Yeah.
And we'll have some cake later.
Hey, you didn't invite me to the baptism.
I was just wondering. We haven't decided what we're doing there yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
All right.
No.
Let me know.
Please do a morning shout out for my little girl, Delilah May. She's a 6th grader at AHS Downtown. She loves listening to you, Funny Bunch. It is her birthday, and a shout on the radio. Shout out on the radio today would make her day that much more special. Thanks. And P.S. Happy birthday yesterday, Deb. Thanks so much. And Delilah May, we hope you have a great, wonderful, fantastical birthday.
Fantastical.
Yeah, it's fantastical, fantastic and magical all mixed together.
Oh, I like it. I thought maybe it had something to do with the guy.
Another shout out to American Heritage School student Delilah May. Happy birthday. Let's see. Good morning. For shout outs, could you please remind everyone that the food drive through the Postal Service is coming up on Saturday, May 11th? Thank you from Andrea. My wife is interchangeable.
Could be the same.
My wife is listening right now. This is from Red the Iron Worker. Shout out to Stephanie. Thanks for the great morning. And it's in all caps.
Oh.
One can only speculate.
You know what that means. They already they got in part of their 4 hours of exercise.
Yes, they did. come on, Paige.
I've got another one here from the phone. Morning, the Z. What's your shout out? Oh, nothing. All right.
Jay Howells, shout out to Tell the Truth Day. Dave and Deb, the greatest morning show on the radio. Oh, that's so nice of you.
That is super
I want to wish my 9-year-old a very happy birthday. We love you, Court. Have the best day ever. To my husband, Tyson, from Lori Miller, I love you so much. Good luck on your interview today. And then we have some other birthdays. Ashley Bingham, Todd Yost, Roger Bills, Christy Van Dam, Elisa Wright, Kendall Johnson, Bryce Carlisle, Amanda Carter, Kevin Moat, Cammy Durbano, happy birthday. Amber Johnson, happy birthday. Bob Bennett, happy birthday. Jamie Townsend, happy birthday. And anybody else having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
All right. How about we go fast, slow, high, low, and we'll start with fast today, and then we'll roll the rest of them for
this
the rest of the week.
This is going to be a freaking train wreck. I can tell.
It's just
okay.
We've done this today as fast. Today is just fast.
Oh, I thought we were doing them all right
now.
No.
We'll alternate throughout the rest of the week.
All right.
We'll go fast, slow, high, low. So remind me through
fast,
the rest.
Fast, slow, high, low. All right.
Today is fast. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. Where does it end?
This is where it ends.
Bailey Zimmerman on the Z.
Bailey, while playing a set at Stagecoach Music Festival in California last weekend, the show, he had to cut his set early because of severe weather. So in protest, he took off all of his clothes, threw them in the crowd, and ran off in his underwear. Somebody is literally the proud owner of Bailey Zimmerman's shirt and jeans.
And wow, how about that?
Yeah.
I guess at least he left his underwear on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
In other news.
This is not headline news. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed Travis Kelce to a 2-year, $34 million deal, which Taylor Swift called adorable. A study found that men desire sex the most at 7:54 a.m. The study found women desire sex the most at 11:21 p.m. What do you say we all meet in the middle today around 3:15? CBS canceled NCIS Hawaii, but Pink Floyd may launch a hologram tour. So it's not all bad news for Grandma. And Emma Stone now wants to be called Emily. I'll get things started. Nobody cares, Emily. This is not headline news.
Hey, isn't she married to John Krasinski of The Office? Is it Emily or is that Emma Stone or Emily Blunt or Emily, one of the two? Anyway, not that it matters.
Yes, Emily Blunt. Yep.
So evidently these gender reveals have gone to the birds.
Okay.
An animal rights group in the UK has issued a warning to expectant parents about using painted pigeons in their gender reveal party.
A disturbing trend is growing in the UK where couples have been revealing their baby's gender by releasing a pigeon that's painted either pink or blue.
Now, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which is RSPCA, remember that? It's the Village People song.
RSPCA.
they say that the fat is harmful to the birds, and one pink pigeon believed to have been used in a gender reveal was found dead on a man's farm.
Oh. An RSPCA spokesperson said the majority of us want the best for animals and to treat them with respect. So intentionally painting a pigeon's feathers is unacceptable, as it could cause health problems, impair their ability to fly, and make them more vulnerable to predators. Things have gotten complicated.
Yeah,
like promposals.
Yeah.
They're just huge. So detailed.
Or say
like the opening of the mission call.
Yeah.
The gender reveal. Everything is like, and it's great if you want to do it, but it's a lot of pressure on people that don't.
Yeah.
Because you have to have this big party, and you got to have food, and you got to have a painted pink pigeon, and
right.
You know, it's just like, whoa, it's a lot.
Or you just do something as simple as like Kane Brown did with his wife, Caitlin. They just did a pink or blue cake. There was frosting on the outside, and then they cut into it, and then they, and I believe that was supposed to be kind of like a surprise. What they do is they get the ultrasound. They hand the ultrasound results to someone else without looking at it. They put it in an envelope, and then that person, a third party person, then proceeds to make the plans for the party or the reveal party. And then that way the couple is surprised themselves as to how it, that actually happened to one of my kids here recently as well. That's how they did their little gender reveal.
Somebody said, driving down I-15 in Farmington, I just hit a stupid retread. I now know why these damn things make Dave so mad.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it, but we should, all aware.
We should. I mean, let's bring it up.
Remember the retread took the fender right off the back of my Jeep?
Yeah. And it totally messed up one of my daughter's cars, too.
Yeah.
She hit a retread. It screwed up the bumper, dented the side of the car. And you know, but then there's the, and I know I'm going to make enemies with it.
Oh, boy. Cheaper. They save money.
Yep. And the truckers are like, well, then you pay for a brand new tire. Because they're cheaper, and it's easy for you to say. And I'm like, yeah, but at what expense? You know, I just look at it kind of like, I'm not a trucker. So I've never been in your seat, so to speak, in your air ride seat. But from the other standpoint, it's like, it would probably tick you off a little bit too if I had some kind of tires, you know, tread on my tires that busted apart and blew apart and then hit your car and dented it. And they go on their little merry little way, you know. I mean, they can't stop that rig on a dime. So they're heading off and they haven't got a. So nobody knows where it comes from. Some people, even if they try to approach the truck driving company, they're like, hazards of the road, you know, sorry. And then you're stuck with having to pay your $500 or $1,000 deductible on your collision stuff to try to get things fixed, and like
just a mess.
Where do you put the regulations at? I don't know.
Other people though are accountable for stuff. You're in a car accident or your tire comes flying off, you're given a ticket.
Only if you can't escape in time.
Right.
And leave it there.
Which a lot of those retreads blow apart with those 18-wheelers, and they're rolling along. They could go for miles.
Maybe they don't even know.
Yeah, they may not even know.
They've lost a tire.
In that case, I see it. But I'm like, other cars are held accountable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does.
No, it totally does. It's like if somebody were to drive down the road with a nightstand on top of the strap down.
And it
falls off. Or a
they're
ladder.
They're responsible if it kills or hurts anyone.
If you can catch up with them and try to find out who the person is. Now, look, maybe we hear from a trucker.
Now, look.
Get off my lawn. If we hear from a trucker. All right. If y'all truck drivers, if you've got a different perspective that we're not looking at.
I mean, maybe they hate them too. Maybe they hate people that use retreads too. I don't know.
Yeah. 385.
Well, maybe they hate them, but technically they make more sense because just like Dave said, it's cheaper
yep.
than getting a 385.
Whoops.
385.
There's our number if you need it.
292-1043.
And we also want to hear from you.
If you're thinking about calling the radio station up to complain about our show, don't bother.
So if your comment goes along with our way of thinking, we'd like to hear from you.
Just because you see a tread lying in the middle of the road doesn't mean it came from a retread. I've had new tires come apart like that.
Is this a trucker?
Yeah, I don't know. A good trucker knows when he loses a cap. My son calls them road gators. The one time I try to call, I can't get through. Easy fix on tires. Pay attention and don't run them over. Problem solved. I've been a trucker for over 30 years. Yeah, you dumbass. Okay.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, big
sometimes
old thing.
Sometimes brand new tires blow out, too. A lot of the problem is maintenance. If you don't keep your tires properly inflated, they heat up and blow out. How many millions of miles do truck drivers travel on those retreads? And occasionally you see a flat tire. Keep your eye on the road and watch for distractions. And try and go ahead and prove that it's a retread.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh dang it.
Yeah.
All right. We are looking at 62 will be our high today. And mostly sunny. Are these all people calling for the...
You've hit a nerve,
ooh,
Dave.
Oh, boy, I guess. We'll take some comments really quick because we've got some Dump It or Dig It coming up. What's your comment?
Well, I was just calling for George Strait.
Oh, it's coming up, but not right now. Not
quite
yet, okay?
You just got to listen for the cue to call, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks. Love you, bye. Morning, the Z. You got a comment? You got a comment? Nope. Are they all just... maybe they're... Morning, the Z. Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do, Dave.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, I feel it coming.
I don't like his tone, Dave.
What's your name and what's your comment?
My name's Ben Campbell. I'm a trucker. I've dealt with retreads for a while. I'm not a fan of them because I've had them just come apart down the road, and it does more damage to the fender and other cars. I've had it blow and destroy other cars' doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. My fender on my Jeep completely came off.
So what's your bottom line thought? I mean, you say that you've used them before. Is there a huge difference in price? Is that why truckers are going?
Companies use the retreads because they are a hell of a lot cheaper, but they're dangerous, in my opinion. Okay. I prefer a brand new tire over a retread any day.
But you don't have a say because your company buys retreads.
Pretty much.
Okay.
All right.
But as a truck driver, we always complain about having retreads on the truck.
Yeah.
So you guys don't love them either.
Heck no.
I get it. And we're not blaming you as the driver.
You guys bring me my food.
Of course.
I love you guys.
Jeez.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys give me my morning laugh.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for your perspective and your call.
Love you.
Of course.
All right, thanks. Love you. Bye. Morning, the Z. Do you have a comment real quick? All right. Morning, the Z. Do you have a comment real quick? All right. Morning, the Z. Do you have a comment real quick?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, we call them gators, and if everybody had a CB, we could warn each other, because we tell each other, other truckers, that there's a gator in the road, northbound.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
so we all need to go back to CB radios, good 10-4, buddy.
10-4, good buddy.
Hey, now, yeah. I understand you guys don't use good buddy anymore, because that means you're gay.
Right.
That means you're gay or whatever. Not that I'm saying whatever, you know, but I'm just saying. Hey, what's the code word for lesbian?
Oh, Dave.
Is that like a 10-200 or something?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, do you guys do trucker talk, CB trucker talk anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm always on 1-9. We warn each other about accidents or watch out for this or that. It's a safety thing.
Yeah, I'm on 1-9, too.
1-9.
Hey, I'll catch you on the flip side,
yeah,
man. All right, pedal to
tell each other off.
Pedal to the metal. All right. We're going to take a break. How do you say take a break? Is that a 10-100?
Oh, I don't know.
She doesn't. All right. We're on our way back with Dump It or Dig It. A chance for you to chime in on a song.
Yeah, it's a new song from Elle King. We haven't heard from her in a minute. We want to know what you think about it. And you're going to win tickets for Ryan Bingham. He's going to be playing at the Complex on June 22nd. You might know him as Walker from Yellowstone.
Cool.
So for you, that flavor, that genre of music is amazing. And you can go free on the Z.
Now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, Dump It or Dig It brought to you, as usual, by our great friends at Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Comes to us from Elle King. She says, this one's for the people who deserve a good summer. It's for people who need a break from their kids but miss them when they aren't around. It's for the people working two jobs, the people who never get to put themselves first. It's a song for all the people who make this world go round. Life isn't always fun and games, but when it is, it's my baby daddy's weekend. That's the name of the song, Baby Daddy's Weekend. Text us, 385-292-1043. We want to know what you think, dump it or dig it.
That's somebody's tough for an NBA player.
Yes. You're going to win tickets for Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You might know Ryan Bingham as Walker from Yellowstone.
All right. Same number to text. Also get you here to the studio. You can chime in that way as well. Dump it or dig it, Z104.
Stay sipping, misbehaving, leg shaving. I don't really need a man. I'm just saying it's my baby daddy's weekend. I ain't leaving. Is we drunk yet? It ain't even sunset, summertime season. Drink yeah, don't need a reason. Song on the radio, turn it up, raise a cup. You think you feel it, but not yet.
She's released since her drunken episode at the Grand Ole Opry at the Dolly performance for her birthday. But Dolly said, Elle's a really great artist. She's a great girl. She's been going through a lot of hard things lately. She just had a little too much to drink. So let's forgive and forget it. Move on, because she felt worse than anybody else ever could.
Yeah. Dolly's a sweetheart, man. She is just amazing how she just treats everything with that kind of an attitude. L. King, Baby Daddy's Weekend. We want to know what you think about it. It's our Dump It or Dig It this morning.
OMG, what the actual F? That is horrible.
Wow, you had to clean that sucker
I
up.
I did. That is horrible. There's going to be hate on this, but I dig it. Ashley Peterson, I could go either way. I give it a soft dig. I love the beat. Caden Allgaier is digging it. Jason Weiss, Dump It. Char says, I really like it. Dump It, I'm not a fan of L. King. Jason Roper, Anita Erickson says, dig it. Ben Campbell, hard dump. Sharice Eakins, dump it. It's so lame. I'm digging it. Brandon Johansson says, dump it. Tyler Manzanares, dump it. Way too repetitive. As a single mom of three, this is my new summer anthem. I can see me turning it up and raising a cup on my baby daddy's weekend. From Annie. Shane Shaw says dump it. Kim Massey, dig it. I see a new kind of dance coming out for this one. I give it a dig, even though Elle King isn't my favorite. Rhett Taylor, I like the beat, but you can't understand anything she says. Trina, Jesse Hershey, hells yeah, I dig it. Dig it from Laura Malone. Cody Castro, love me some Elle King, dig it. I don't need to hear any more of the song to know dump it. It's a dumb song. Pam Gardner, Mel Christensen, dig it. Hope my baby daddy is listening. If you're Mel Christensen's baby daddy, we hope you're listening.
Oh, boy, it's your turn.
Blake Maragoni, just no. Sounds like something from Walker Hayes. We'll be seeing a TikTok dance for this any day. Big dump. I will also say that the, that's a retread related comment. Caden Bertram, I'm on the fence. Shandy Evans, I like the beat. I'll dig it. Chris Adams, nope, no good. Stephanie Christensen, dig it, but she's hard to understand. Dig it. It is my baby daddy's weekend, Crystal Heath. Dig it.
You don't look forward to it, do you?
No. My divorce friends say it is a nice perk to be kid-free every other weekend. This is so true. Only single moms will love this, but it's so true. Katie Daly. Amber Kane says soft dig. Corden says I dig it. Sorry, Elle, I dump it. Trish Cutler, Brittany Hamp, dig it. It's a great summer song. Tanner Harrison says dump it. Jason Butler is digging it. Dump it. I can't stand her voice. Can't understand the lyrics, and I generally don't like it.
Do you think it's tough on the kids? I know this is just a weird random thought. But, you know, maybe this is a stupid question, but is it tough on the kids in kind of a situation where it is every other weekend? Or
It depends what the home environment was like. If the home environment was, like, I always wished, honestly, that my parents would have gotten divorced because it was miserable.
And then at least every other weekend, you know, you would have been with your mom. And
I don't think my
whatever.
Dad would have wanted us. So I think we probably just would have been with our mom, which would have been lovely.
Yeah.
But
well, once again, your dad was a gem.
If you love both parents and don't understand really the conflict that was there.
Right.
I think it is hard to go from house to house because you love them both and you wish they'd get back together. And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, these ladies are saying, or these, I guess some of these guys too are saying, it is nice to have a baby daddy weekend.
Yeah, from an adult perspective, yes. And I was just wondering, and I thought maybe from a kid, I thought maybe they do get a little more isolated attention. I guess if you're trying to find a silver lining in anything.
Maybe you try to do extra special things on the week.
Yeah,
I think that does happen. You try to do extra special things when you have the kids.
Yeah.
And celebrate when you don't and get drunk when you don't have them and have a good time. And
wow, that went in a different direction quick.
I'm going to say 60-40. Unless you guys want to have this conversation about, I'm trying to read this comment. About baby daddies and mamas all the time. I suggest you not play that song. I don't think there's anything wrong with having that conversation.
No, there's just, no.
Definitely an added perk of divorce is a weekend off to play, Angel Gerber. It's not nice when you know you're sending them to the wolves. And
yeah,
I agree.
That is tough, too.
I totally agree.
And like you said, you know, the environment.
Yeah.
And, man, it can make a big difference, especially when... especially when one side is toxic, you
absolutely,
know, and you know that they are feeding them full of whatever.
There's they're a lot not of stuff, treating them right, know. Or they're not feeding them, or
they're playing it. You know, I would imagine there's a lot of you hear about where they're playing each other too.
What
did mom say about me this last weekend? What did dad say about me last weekend when you were with him? And the kid's stuck in the middle, man, and he's having to try to explain.
And you really got to be the bigger person and not do that.
Yeah, it's just it's
a tough
gig. But
sometimes you really want to know.
You do. You can't. All right. What did you say again? 60-40?
60-40, Elle King, Baby Daddy's Weekend.
All right, let's roll the music. We'll stop. And Deb will stop scrolling. She'll grab a random winner.
Becky George. Becky, you are the winner. You're going to see Walker from Yellowstone, better known as, or officially known as, Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman. June 22nd at the Complex. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning at 8:20, all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
We're getting down to the final days for your adventure bundle. We're talking about a top cargo bag, two side saddlebag cargo bags. You're also going to be able to get a Baku tent, a bike packing tent that actually fits into that top Yeah, well, any one of those cargo bags right there. Trailside Repair Kit. Look, they're outfitting you completely with $600 worth of stuff. And it's all free with the purchase of a new e-bike right now at Bakou.com. B-A-K-C-O-U. Check it out for you and the whole family. Whether it's for buzzing around town or going deep into the backwoods, it's a game changer. Bakou.com. And the dirt. Cheap. It's Cody Johnson and Dirt Cheap, and but you could definitely buy some tickets for Dirt Cheap when you listen to the Z, because it really is just as simple as listening and winning. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Hello, Tyson.
Hi, Tyson.
Tyson,
how the
winner.
Heck are you?
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you're a caller Z. You got through, and pick your ticks. Who are you going to pick, George Strait or Kenny Chesney?
I'm going to pick George Strait.
You're okay. Going to go see George. You're going to see Little Big Town, Chris Stapleton, June 29th, Rice-Eccles Stadium. That's going to be an amazing show, three amazing acts, and you're going free on the Z.
All right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it doesn't get any cheaper than free, right?
Exactly. I love it.
Give a big holler for it. Now, are you calling from work?
Yes. Work from home.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Work from home.
Now, I take it, who are you going to take to the concert with you?
I'm going to take my wife.
Now, are you guys, have you ever been divorced in your life?
We actually just got married a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're brand spanking. Oh, you guys still love each other.
Congratulations.
So,
you guys are still in the honeymoon stage. In fact, if you're working from home, I'm surprised you're playing radio games.
Unfortunately, she doesn't work from home.
Well, you know, that kind of messes things up, doesn't it, a little bit?
It does.
Hey, what radio station kicks out the most concert tickets every single day?
Z104.
Right on. Maybe you're out driving around. Would you consider wearing KFC barbecue perfume?
I'd be hungry all the time.
I know it would. You don't want anybody coming up and taking a bite out of your arm, do you?
No.
We'll talk about a couple of those things coming up here. 62 will be our high today, mostly sunny. Oh, we already covered the weather, so.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. My friends, when it comes to her, when it comes to him, never again. Never say never. Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson together on that one. On the Z, think fast. Are you ready?
Oh, I got to get my ringer dinger.
Get your ringer dinger thinger. Lee, if you're getting your ringer dinger thinger, and we'll do a little quick round of think
fast. I'm back. I've got it.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Thanks for letting us know you're back. Woo, I was worried. You had to run home and get your ringer dinger.
I stepped out for a minute, but I'm back.
But man, am I glad. All right. Now, remind me if I've done this before. I can't remember. Finish the phrase. Ice?
Cream.
Cream.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah. Yeah, you've done that one.
Okay, let's do a different
same
one.
Same answer.
Then. Okay, things we don't use anymore. No, wait a minute. Oh. I have letters.
Oh.
This is outdated stuff. Things we don't use anymore, outdated stuff, starting with N. Deb.
Nutcracker.
How do you know we don't use the nutcracker anymore?
Because all the nuts are already cracked.
Not all of them. Wait till you fall off a fence.
Well, not all nuts are cracked.
Wait till you fall off a fence, straddle it as a guy. These are still the same category, okay? Things we don't use anymore, starting with P. Ooh, tie.
A phone.
Deb?
Yeah.
Like a dial phone.
Yeah.
A pod, as in iPod.
Yeah, pod. Pagers?
Pagers. Oh, another that's a one. Good one. Yeah.
Things we
doctors
don't use.
Still use those.
Do they really?
That's true.
Oh, they have them around their neck. Yeah, they do. And they actually are cool because they have little voice. It's like
they can
a
talk
walkie-talkie.
To each other.
Yeah.
It's like a little mini walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And you know where you fall. I recently experienced this. You know where you fall in the chain of importance? When they're working on you and then they get a thing, they're like,
We'll be right back, Mr. Gunderson.
Yep.
I got to take this call.
They're right.
I have to take this.
Can we get somebody in U316 to come down? And it's like, I'll be right back. And you know, you're kind of like, oh, man, I'm on the back burner on that one.
Well, at least you know you're not dying.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody's in worse shape than you are.
Yeah. But at the time, you're thinking, what?
Don't
I'm not
leave
the only.
Me.
I'm not the only one in bad condition on this floor.
Right?
What? All right. Things we don't use anymore, starting with F. Lee. Deb, do you have an alternate?
That starts with F.
Yeah.
Frankincense.
Oh, jeez. They do in Israel.
Do they? Well, maybe they still have it, yeah.
They still have it.
What about the line of fax machine?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Things we don't use anymore started with M.
Milking machine.
I still,
still use those. When's the last time you were at a dairy farm, girlfriend?
Milk stool. I don't know.
A milk stool.
I was good. Milkmaid. Milkmaids aren't used.
Now, what's a milkmaid? She goes out and gathers the milk.
She's the milker.
She hand squeezes the teats?
Yes, Dave.
Okay. Well, then I'm a,
sorry.
I'm a,
sorry I'm a, that Dave left the radio station. He's off to be a milkmaid.
Yeah, Linda, I'm coming home. Hope the well's not dry. All right, things we don't use anymore starting with E. Man, you guys
these
are a little,
difficult.
They are difficult. I'm like, what don't we use?
Things we don't use anymore B. starting with E. I'll give you
eraser.
Eraser.
I guess we still use those. Still use those.
What's your hint?
I think
Dave?
Most people use pens, don't they?
My hint is something that was a very valuable commodity in people's homes back in the day, on bookshelves.
Encyclopedias.
There you go.
Oh yeah,
that is true.
That was a tough one.
That is a little tough category. All right, good job. Way to.
Somebody said MySpace. For,
oh,
M.
For the M, yeah.
That's a good one.
That is true. That's
newspaper
a good one.
Newspaper for N.
Yes.
Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Franchisor SPV LLC 2024. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
Have you had one of those? Those pull-apart cinnamon
buns? Cinnabon? Not yet.
Oh, they're delish. Yeah, they're pretty good.
But anything from Cinnabon's pretty
good. Yeah, they're pretty tasty. Especially if they put lots of frosting on the top. A little icing, stuff like that. Hey, restaurants... We don't use anymore, starting with R. Lee.
Robintino's.
What?
All
I think they
ones.
Closed.
What else, Lee? Keep naming them. Restaurants we don't use anymore.
Give me a hint.
It's a color.
Red Robin.
No, that's still
Red
around.
Red Robin's still around.
Yep.
Red.
Red Rover?
Send David right over. Red Roof Inn.
Restaurants.
Red. Am I on the right track? Is it
seafood?
Red?
Seafood.
Red Lobster.
Attention, Red Lobster lovers. Just because we're on the brink of bankruptcy doesn't mean an end to those endless deals you know and love. So while we can no longer afford to offer shrimp, say hello to endless napkins. That's right. No matter what you order, for no extra charge, you're getting a napkin. Or 10.
What if I want 11?
Here you go.
And a water refill?
From the tap? Glug, glug, glug.
Wow, can I get an extra straw too?
Don't push it. Red Lobster, for that napkin lover in you.
Man, is that what made them go under? Too many all-you-can-eat shrimp?
I think it's just, I just don't think they were being frequented.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And especially with their delicious, you know, cheese biscuits.
Yeah, the Cheddar Bay biscuits. There's a lot of people that don't like, I like seafood, but there's a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
So right there, they're facing probably a 50-50 audience.
Isn't that tough?
Yeah.
And I mean, there's other seafood restaurants that are flourishing, I'm thinking, like McDonald's and their filet of fish. Kenny Chesney, your chance to win tickets to see that dude in concert coming up July 16th. That's one of the choices. Pick your ticks. It's King or Kenny, George Strait or Kenny Chesney. And that next chance coming up with Jim Bob in the 11 a.m. hour. And again, in the 2 p.m. hour, you can be walking away, giving away the most concert tickets forever and ever. Amen. Right here on this very radio station. So, KFC barbecue perfume.
I'm going to say no on that. I love food and I love the smell of food, I don't really want to put it on me.
Now, this opens up the subject as to what, if you could pick any smell in the world, what would you like to smell like? Now, for guys, and it could be different, but for me, I'd like the smell of gunpowder.
I just want to smell fresh and clean.
Or smoked anything. Smoked pellets, smoked meats, smoked brisket. Wouldn't that be cool to have a cologne called Smoked Brisket? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your wife would be gnawing on your neck all night long, but it would be, and you just want to sit. Now, you said you don't wear much anymore.
Well,
you
just wear like Bath and Body Works lotions, yeah. And there is a body spray.
Like a body spray.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story.
KFC is releasing a limited edition barbecue perfume that they say will leave you and the people around you tipsy with hunger.
Mm. Now, it's called number 11, Oudet Barbecue, BBQ. Now say that in French.
Just Eau de Barbecue.
Eau de Barbecue. And it promises a very classic barbecue experience. In every single bottle, it has a smoky wood smell, which is what I was just barely talking about, with charcoal notes.
Well, sure. Well. Now, before you get too excited, you should know it's just coming to Europe for now. It's unclear why. Maybe they think Europeans are fancy enough to appreciate a fragrance as fine as this one.
There you go. If you were to have a cologne or a perfume over any smell, what would you like to have? Now, here are some of the ones that we've talked about before. What about a fresh baked loaf of bread?
Yeah, these are all smells that I love, but I don't necessarily want to smell like puppy breath. Or bread.
Or fresh cut grass.
Or brisket. Or fresh cut grass. I love those smells. Some of the best smells in the world.
Somebody said diesel, the smell of diesel
fuel. I don't want to smell like that.
And I'm sure that others around you probably don't like that either. I would imagine if you were to come in smelling like diesel fuel.
Like sometimes when you go to a restaurant, your jacket or your hoodie or whatever will pick up the O of the O de restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wash it.
Yeah, if you like going to Goodwood or something.
Yeah, I love to eat, but I don't necessarily want to smell like the food.
Yeah.
I just want to smell fresh and clean.
Campfire.
No, I don't want to. That's what I love about. And I know it's, you know, sissy not to have a real campfire fire pit in your yard. But I like mine. I can just turn it on and off.
Could you?
Could. Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, I don't have an HOA, Dave.
Yeah.
I could. I totally could.
I actually talked to one of my neighbors, and they told me they were moving. I says, how come you're moving? They go, yeah, I can't stand the HOA. they said, and this guy, I would, you know, I mean, just out of the blue, man. And I'm like, oh, man, of you and I could hang out for hours, my friend. Good neighbor. He said, I love the neighbors, love the area. He said, but I can't take it anymore. He's literally putting his house up for sale here in about 2 weeks.
For that very reason.
For that very sole reason.
Wow.
Of the HOA. And I don't blame him. You know, it is one of those things where.
You've been to that point, but you love where you live, right?
Yeah, and so far, I just keep trying to weigh it out. I'm like, I don't want to get. I don't know. I'm just weird. I'm like. And eventually, probably I'll reach his level. I have
level
several
of disgust.
Times. Maybe I just because I have a short memory. And I get really disgusted one day, and the next day I'm like, all right, I'm okay.
I love this place.
Yeah. and, you know, as much as you think, yeah, I mean, he just, anyway, he went off on a list of stuff, and I'm like, oh, boy, can I relate to you. He goes, I don't want to be told on what side of the street you can park on. I don't want to, I shovel my own driveway anyway. I do, you know, and he's just, you can tell, he's just.
It's kind of like the Hunger Games. And President Snow is telling what you can do and what you can't do. Just because he says.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm
and
done.
And may the odds forever be in your favor.
I'm done.
That and you can park where you want.
Right. So, I may be living in my RV sooner than I thought I would be. Have to see here. We're on our way back with Battle of the Sexes at the bottom of the hour and a chance for you to win some cool stuff.
Whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it. Anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game? No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too.
Tyler Hubbard and Back Then Right Now. Maybe going back to the old country life wouldn't be so bad. Did you know that the average American drives 14,263 miles a year? That seems low to me. That's like just a little over 1,000 miles a month.
I probably do like 20,000 a year.
That's about where I'm at. And sometimes 30. I mean, it's just crazy to think that's the average. Now, where do you fall? Are you over, under? Here's some of the data from the Federal Highway Administration that ranks states by average miles driven.
No surprise that the states that drove the most are more rural. Coming in at number five, Georgia, with 18,000 a year.
Missouri.
New Mexico.
Yeah, and then Mississippi.
And Wyoming, number one, most miles put on a car per year, 24,069 miles a year.
See, that just seems slow to me, low to me. That's 2,000 a month. That is 500 a week.
Yeah, I do that.
And then that's 100 miles a day. I mean, if you're just counting a regular 5-day week that you're driving your vehicle, so that's 100 miles a day. So if your commute, you and I both have a commute that's close to maybe 20 miles, 20, 30 miles, you know,
25 miles, one way, 50 miles a day.
So if you count a little visit here and there to wherever you're, you know, maybe a little shopping, maybe a little whatever.
Restaurant.
Yeah, something like that.
Got to get to the restaurant every night.
So that's 100 miles. So we're doing that pretty easy right here. And then on the other side of the thing, the states where people drive the least are
Pennsylvania with 11,000 a year.
Washington at Alaska at 11,000.
Washington with 10,000, almost 11,000, but 10,949.
Yeah, super close to that is also New York. Now, again, a lot of this I'm sure that you've figured out, especially New York, is probably due to the fact that there's such heavy public transportation there as well, too. I don't know. Maybe that counts into it. Maybe
I'm sure it does.
You know?
I'm sure a lot of people that live right in New York don't even have a car.
Yeah, they probably just do the subway and stuff like that. However, I was afraid of getting stabbed, so I didn't want to ride the subway. Because the Uber driver goes, I wouldn't do that. Now, of course.
Really?
Of course, yeah, he did.
And he just wanted you to ride in his cab.
Exactly. That's what I don't know why I didn't think of that at the time, because this guy seemed like he was just so like, oh, yeah, you know. And he is asking what we've done there, and we did the Central Park thing, and we did, you know. And then I says, one thing we haven't ever done is ride the subway. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Ride in my Uber.
There was like 4 stabbings just this week on the, you know, and I'm like, okay.
Number one state people drive the least, Rhode Island. They put an average of 9,961 miles a year on their vehicles.
Man. Now, top three little fun facts here. There are 8.7 million miles of roadway in the U.S.
Men drive on average 6,000 more miles per year than women.
Well, that's because we're out making the bacon.
Whatever. Listen, how many soccer games and practices and dance recitals have you driven to?
Well, that's just from that's just down to the junior high.
Oh, well, it's still time, and it's still driving. Damn it!
Americans drive 3.2 trillion miles a year. Now that's 5,000 round trips to the moon and back.
Wow.
Just to let you know how many miles we're putting on.
Trini says, I used to put 2,000 miles on my car in a week. I drove 400 miles a day. Wow.
There are people that are just commuting crazy amounts.
Michelle Adams, I bought my car a year ago this week, and I drove 5,700 miles. That's actually higher than my normal of 4,500 a year.
Yeah.
That is so low.
That is way low. Good for you. And you are a perfect candidate for a lease.
Yes, no problem at all.
You can definitely fit within the low mileage category. What are some of the smells that you would like to smell like coming in here?
Katie Reese says, ode to country concert, beer and wet nacho cheese.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maggie Skinner, campfire and coffee. Marissa says, Subway is the worst to work at and come home.
But you smell like baked bread.
Well, and you probably smell like pepperoncinis or whatever those things are.
Yeah,
and,
maybe. The yellow banana peppers. I don't know.
Banana peppers, easier to say. At the racetrack, I would like to smell like tires and fuel. Hubbard. Christmas pine, I would like to smell. Gardenia, D. Stewart.
Can I add Home Depot in there?
Oh, yeah. Lumber.
I wouldn't mind smelling like that.
Yeah.
Smelling like walking wood.
Hubba Bubba Bubblegum.
Oh, that's sweet. Sweet, sweet smell.
My sister loves the smell of fresh killed skunk. A friend of mine makes his own diesel fuel. He collects used grease from restaurants. It's cheap, but your truck smells like French fries. The only problem is him and his wife weigh 400 pounds each. Ooh. I don't know if that's real or not. Mm. I'm just reading it. When I was a donut fryer, I would take my lunch hour and go down to Jazzercise, and the smell on my clothes drove the ladies crazy.
I bet. You'd be like a walking Krispy Kreme or something.
Fertilizer. I love the smell of fertilizer. Reminds me of spring. It's like walking into the garden section at Home Depot.
This is a good one. For those people who either do snowmobiles or ride motorcycles, Matt says two-stroke engine.
Dan Stitt just said two-stroke exhaust. Cut red cedar, fresh clean linen, cookies, sagebrush, vanilla, or two-stroke engine exhaust.
Yeah,
That's a big thing with you guys.
It really does smell good, though. I mean, there is no other smell in the world than that. I mean, it's crazy. You know exactly if somebody's driving a two-stroke or a four-stroke, because that two-stroke is and the four-stroke is
that's about the size of a motorcycle I think I could handle. It's like a tote goat. Top fuel race car cologne, smell of tires, homemade chocolate chip cookies, a desert rainstorm, roasted candied almonds. I worked in the service deli at Albertsons for years. Always went home smelling like fried chicken.
Yeah.
I love the smell of boot barn, leather.
Oh, yeah.
Locomotive, diesel fuel, diesel exhaust, mountains after the rain. Boot barn smells awesome. Tire smoke. When you work at Krispy Kreme and you go home smelling like donuts, my kids loved it when they were little.
Tire smoke? You mean like smoking your tires, burning rubber?
I guess so.
Ugh.
Burning rubber.
Now, I'm not super, and I know some people are, but man, when you walk into like a tire store or something like that, you know, I'll go into Rocky's locations and stuff, and they have the showroom that has
some stacks.
Do you really?
But I wouldn't want to wear it as a cologne, but I like the smell.
Does it give you a headache or anything?
It kind of gives me a little tingle because I'm probably getting new tires.
Because you're thinking 37s is what you're thinking, right?
Yes.
Is there a smell that gives you a headache? It's
probably
so
diesel
strong,
fuel.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't like the smell of diesel. Or gasoline, really.
I think a super strong grandma perfume would give me a headache. They're super sweet.
Jean Nutte.
Yeah, something.
Or White Shoulders.
You already know them all.
I'm just drawn back on what my mom used to wear.
It's great to be 88.
Jean Nutte was pretty strong, but it was like a body spray, so it went away pretty quick. But it was pretty strong when first applied.
Did you get some for your birthday?
No, I didn't.
What is that? It's Jean Nutte.
Because I could smell you
coming from Canada.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right. We've got tickets for the Ute Stampede for Wednesday, July 10th. That is Extreme Bulls Night at the Ute Stampede Rodeo. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. For information and tickets, go to utestampederodeo.com. But right now, those are up for grabs.
Okay, who have we got on the line right now with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jay.
Jay.
We'll find you a girl. Hold on a second.
I take it you're ready to play, Jay, right? I mean, that's why you're calling?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you and the female a question here in just a second. Are you a female?
I am.
What's your name?
Linda.
Linda and Jay. Now, Jay, if you could have any smell in the world to mate into a perfume or cologne, what would it be?
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and... Oh, Jay. That.
With sausage? Sausage biscuits?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sausage gravy or whatever. Yeah. Linda, what about you?
Campfire.
Yeah, good ones. All right.
Now, it does make more sense the way you're saying it, Deb. You know, I don't know if... It's a good smell.
But I don't want to wear it.
When we talk about candles.
But yeah, but you know some people like these guys might like to smell like biscuits and
all
gravy
the way around
or campfire.
I'd like to smell like a shotgun.
Not for me, for the wife.
Oh, for the wife.
Oh yeah.
Makes her irresistible.
Yeah, then I wouldn't be able to leave her alone.
All right.
Oh, you'd be thinking about sausage gravy and biscuits. Oh, oh, I see what you're thinking. Yeah, well, I see where you're heading with it.
Or one of the three.
You provide the sausage, she provides the biscuits. I see where you're going with it.
All right, Linda, we're going to go first. Which NFL team continues to get criticism for drafting quarterback Michael Penix? Is it Penix? I don't want to say Penix. Penix last week.
Yeah, I'd probably stay with Penix.
All right, Penix. The Saints, the Vikings, or the Falcons?
Falcons?
Yes.
Hey, good guess. And I know it was a guess because the way you said it, you go, Falcons? You know. Jay, here's your question. Travis Scott celebrates his birthday today. Which Kardashian does he share a child with? Kylie Jenner, Kourtney Kardashian, or Khloe Kardashian? Yeah, Kylie Jenner.
All right, Linda. What is the term for a muscle-building phase where bodybuilders eat a calorie surplus to gain muscle mass? That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, sure you are.
Gorging, bulking, or slamming?
Bulking?
Yes.
Oh, good job. We got to step it up here to keep it in the running. Jay, what type of sugar? Yeah, okay. What type of sugar is most commonly used in baking cookies and cakes? Is it powdered sugar, brown sugar, or granulated sugar?
Granulated.
You got it.
2-2, you guys. We're tied. Linda, what type of hammer has a straight claw for removing nails? Rip, sledge, or ball peen?
Rip.
Rip.
Who's helping you?
My sister, Susan.
Well, good job, you guys. You make a good team. Now we got to step it up, Jay, and I'll help you on this one too, Jay. No, I won't. All right. Today is National Bubble Tea Day. We talked about that earlier this morning around 6 o'clock. What are the classic bubbles in bubble tea made of? Is it? Were you guys listening this early this morning? Because you'll know this answer if you were.
I was.
All right, good. Because we want some time spent listening here. All right, chia seeds, tapioca, or jelly beans?
Tapioca.
There you go.
All right, we have a tie.
We have a perfect score all the way around. Deb's holding up a finger of fingers between 1 and 10. Jay, you got through first. We're going to go ahead and let you guess first.
5.
Okay, Linda?
I'm saying 6.
It was 8.
Linda, you're the winner.
Got a little closer.
You've got tickets. Yeah, you've got tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo Wednesday night featuring Extreme Bulls down there in Nephi, Utah. All right.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Love you guys. Happy Monday Tuesday to y'all. Man, what day is it?
It's Tuesday,
right? Okay.
It's the most productive day of the week, Dave.
It is.
Come on.
Except for when I'm trying to use
radio.
My brain.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with some leftover smells.
Somebody came up with the perfect headache inducer.
Okay.
Incense.
Oh, that's true. If it's pretty strong, yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you're an incense burner, great, but that stuff gives me a headache.
It can be, yeah. And you and I Maren Morris did that backstage, didn't she? She burned incense.
Bryce Pryor says the smell of pink grapefruit's pretty good. New car leather and sagebrush. Horse sweat and pine trees.
There you go.
Yeah, the old Taboo cologne. When we lived in Arizona, we used to go through the orchards when the orange lemon blossoms were out. Smelled so good.
What about Brute?
No. Brute. Elsha.
Elsha and Brute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old Spice. All right. Well, there you go. Just appreciate your comments here coming in today. And as always, thanks so much for engaging. Thanks for taking us along. Don't go anywhere because Jimmer has a lot of stuff to pass along to you as well. Coming up in about an hour from now, it is, guess what day it is?
It's New Clue Tuesday.
For the mystery sound, $134 in the jackpot, but maybe a new clue might be able to get you a little bit closer to the answer. And then, of course, you can always go to our website, hear the sound, look at the clues, and all of the previous guesses as well.
Speaking of cash, don't forget the Instant Cash Song of the Day is going to play three more times today. That's still $750 waiting to be won. 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Listen for Tennessee Orange by Megan Maroney. Be caller Z385-292-1043. Win as many times as you can. We're throwing all the rules out the window with this contest. We want you to win as many times as you can.
How about a little Strait or Chesney? It's King or Kenny. You pick. They're, and it's kind of like pick your ticks. I better be careful how I say that. Pick your ticks. Not it's better than picking your nose, right?
Yeah.
You can pick from George Strait or Kenny Chesney tickets. And that comes up. Listen for the cue to call. Shortly after the mystery sound into the 11 o'clock hour, you'll be able to hear the cue to call. And then be caller Z, and you have your choice of what tickets you'd like to see. George Strait, of course, coming June 29th. Rice Eccles, Kenny Chesney at America First Field there July 16th. Is that all we got?
Don't forget the Z104, a strong VW, Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom, May 18th, Doubletree Suites, downtown Salt Lake City. Rooms for that night on a great deal, and that comes with tickets to the prom. Or you can just buy individual prom tickets, $10.43, to benefit I Care for Kids. Go to Z104country.com and come see us at the prom.
And hey, it's also, rhymes. Yeah, that's it. I like that. See what you did there. I like this time. You know, we get a little humpy tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
hump day.
It's what happens on Wednesday. We're going to be doing What's Your Deal Wednesday in case you want to be thinking about something you want to jot down a note and keep a mental note of and go, hey, I've been waiting for Wednesdays to roll it around because we're all going to turn the microphone or a little bit of time over to you, whether you call or text, and let us know what's on your mind. What's your deal? What's one of your thoughts that you've got going on there? You want to pass along or share it with the rest of us?
Also, Wednesday's word on the 50s and the George Strait Instant Cash Song of the Day and all that stuff, too, tomorrow as well.
We'll be back at the crack as soon as I bend over and pick up my pen.
But tune in anyway.
Show is done.
Are we done here?
We are done here.
I'd like to discuss this further, but I gotta go.
It's been real, and it's been fun, and it's been real fun.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.